He is the grad transfer in the mix to be your Ducks starting quarterback, FCS All-American, All Big Sky performer. He'll be wearing number 9. We welcome Dakota Prukop back to the program. Dakota, thanks for the time. How's it going?
No problem. Thank you for having me, and it's going great.
Cool. You obviously played North Dakota in the Big Sky, South Dakota State in 2014, but last night, the second pick in the NFL draft from FCS North Dakota State, Carson Wentz. Kind of curious, did you ever cross paths, and how cool was it to see a guy from that level go so high and get his dream shot to play on Sundays?
Yeah, no, that's an extremely cool deal to see, you know, extremely happy for him. Me and him never crossed paths personally, but, you know, I've watched quite a bit of film of their team just, you know, preparing for other opponents because we played similar opponents quite a few times. And so, you know, we've crossed paths that way, but no, not on a personal level. But, you know, I was extremely excited to see someone, you know, from the conference you know, get picked that high, and I know he's going to represent well. Everything I've heard about him, he's a great guy and a terrific leader, and, you know, he has all the skills to do it.
We spoke with you on Letter of Intent signing day back in February, and here we are about 3 months later. So let's say from the moment you started taking reps March 29th to the last practice you took part in prior to tomorrow's Green versus White, how happy have you been with your progress?
I've been real happy, and you know, speaking with the coaches, they're real pleased as well. And, you know, that's always great to hear because, you know, a lot of players are, you know, people pleasers or coaches pleasers. And, you know, it's been it's the first time it didn't feel like, you know, something flew by. For the most time, spring ball and fall camp, it all feels like it really flew by. But, you know, it was a long process, you know, spent a lot of time up here. And the coaches were so, you know, terrific working with me. And so, you know, spent a lot of time up here the past couple months. And, spring ball was great. I accomplished the things I want to accomplish so far, and you know, want to end out tomorrow on a good note.
We continue with the Duck quarterback, Dakota Prukop. You know, one of the things I always hear, be it high school players, junior college players, or guys who maybe come up from the level you played at FCS, is the first thing they notice, the speed of Pac-12 players. Was that something that struck you early on, or maybe because you've played so much ball, were you able to keep up pretty quickly?
Yeah, you know, I never really felt like the game was too fast at any point, but in terms of individual speed, especially from the offensive standpoint, there was definitely a big change, something that I had to adjust to, and that's in terms of, like, you know, throwing to receivers and just learning, you know, how fast they can get in and out of breaks. And normally, you know, where footwork wise on you know, like, let's say a comeback route, footwork wise, I'd, you know, get a play action and quick three and then a hitch and throw it. Where here, you know, I only have time to do a quick three and throw it just because the speed of the receivers in and out of cuts and top end speed is, there's quite a drastic difference there. But in terms of actual speed of the game and reading things, that was never something that struck me, you know, and caught me off guard. So, you know, I think, like you said, that might, you know, just because of the number of live snaps I've taken in my career, that might be, you know, because of that.
Now, once you got out there and were running drills or scrimmaging against the defense, any of the guys on the other side of the ball maybe give you a hard time, kind of giving you, hey, this ain't East Tennessee State, this is the Pac-12, just to keep you on your toes?
You know, I haven't heard that during, you know, any live reps or anything, but you know, guys, you know, my friends will like to mess around and, you know, say stuff. But the only time the defense really, I hear them saying anything to me is sometimes when we go on two and I try and make them jump, I'll, you know, try and be real loud and, you know, my voice will crack a little bit. And that, I always hear them laughing about that, and they'll give me a hard time. Middle of the play, they'll start imitating me. So, you know, that was always funny. And I knew it would happen. You know, that's always happened to me in my career whenever we go on two and I try and make people jump. I'll really just push my voice and I don't know. Maybe I need some practice. I need to take some singing lessons and learn how to control my voice a little better.
We don't want you to be known as the quarterback with the cackling cadence. obviously, here we're all familiar with Coach Helfrich and Lubick, the big boss and your offensive coordinator. But, of course, they made a move during the offseason and brought in a quarterback coach in David Yost, who just has a terrific reputation, a rock-solid resume. Dakota, what kind of experience has that been working with such a nationally known successful guy like that?
Yeah, no, it's been great, and you're spot on. You know, he has a rock solid resume and he has a lot of weight behind it to add proof. But he's done an outstanding job. He's brought a lot of new things. He's brought a lot of new things to the table that I hadn't heard before. And you know, that just comes with him working with some great quarterbacks, you know, over at Missouri and over at Washington State working with those guys. But he brings a lot of things, he has a little different perspective on the game. He has a much more kind of predatory attacking mentality when it comes to assessing a defense, and so that's one thing that's really excited me, because in my quarterback career, a lot of times quarterbacks, you want to take what the defense gives you. And he has a whole another thing. He goes, once you get comfortable enough with the offense and understanding the defenses that you can take what the defense gives you, he goes, the next step is attacking what the defense gives you. And so that's, something he said to me that really kind of sparked my interest. And I'm really excited to continue to work with him and continue to learn the offense with him and hopefully get to the stage where he feels like we're attacking defenses.
We're talking with quarterback Dakota Prukop. Speaking of the quarterbacks, the coach has tipped us off, obviously. It's been you, Travis Johnson, the true freshman, Terry Wilson, taking all the reps. So from the level of competition to what you maybe learn from each other, how has that dynamic worked? How hard are you guys pushing each other in this incredibly competitive race to, get out on the field for real in September?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I've been a part of a lot of position battles in my life and a lot of different sports. And I can honestly say this is one of the best competitions I've been a part of, just because of the whole, the character of the whole entire group. And everyone's bought in to the team and pushing each other to make each other better. And, if you go back and you watch our practice film, you'll see, when I make a great throw or something, you see Travis Johnson and Terry Wilson and Jeff and Taylor all, a fist pump and clapping on the sideline on the camera. And, same thing goes when Travis makes a great throw. All of us are real excited. So it's been great. And it's cool because it doesn't add a kind of a negative pressure element to the whole situation where those guys are wanting me to fail, And so all our success is driven off of pushing each other and, really comes down to competing with yourself every day. And so there's not this whole me versus Travis or me versus Terry kind of situation where when one guy isn't doing well, you get, it's all that's good, because that's not what you want. That's not the element or the dynamic you want in a competition. And Coach Yost has really brought that to the table. So really you see us just trying to compete with ourselves every day, not make the same mistakes we each individually made the day prior, or the practice prior. And, when you got a competition going like that, you're going to get a lot of growth, not only in individual development, but in relationships with each other.
Now, when we spoke last time, guys like Royce Freeman or Carrington, or, you'd seen them on TV or maybe tape. But now when you think about all those guys, a stable of running backs, the trio of tight ends, here we see it year after year. But seeing them live action up close and personal, I mean, how excited are you to work with, this arsenal that this offense is going to bring to the field this season?
That's exactly what it is. It's an arsenal. There's so many weapons to choose from. I feel bad for Coach Lubick having to figure out how to use all his weapons, because there's too many of them. But you're spot on. The specifically the first thing that jumped out to me was the running backs. They have a stable of running backs. It's hard. You can't even really put a true depth chart. Of course, you can put Royce at one, but all the other guys are so talented. And I have confidence, the next, three guys could go and, start at any other, I'm not going to say any other, but, a majority of the other universities in the country. And, they realize that they're good, but passionate Oregon Ducks, and they want to be here. And, everyone understands their role, and they push each other well. And same thing. And it's, it's a culture. It's a culture here on how competition, you know, is done here in terms of, you know, you're challenging yourself every day and you're working alongside the people you're competing against. And we have a whole, you know, a slew of running backs that can get the job done. So, you know, I'm really excited to see tomorrow to see what some of the younger guys can do, because I know they're all hungry and they're all itching for, you know, a little bit of spotlight, and, you know, they're going to have a great day.
Now, one final thought, obviously, you know, playing where you did, at the venues you did, even though it's a spring game, there's probably going to be 35, 38,000 people out there at Autzen tomorrow. Will that be the most people you ever played before? And I guess that's, you know, to end this spring session, that's got to be a nice little kind of jolt to wrap it up.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, it's kind of ending spring ball with some fireworks. Really excited to get out there and the stadium with a bunch of fans, because, you know, we'll be out there, you know, every once in a while, every couple practices. And, you know, the stadium itself, just being in a stadium like that, so, you know, such a beautiful, you know, big stadium, it has an energy about it. And you can tell when we get out there, you know, during scrimmages or whenever we're out there, you know, working out in the stadium, there's a little extra energy being in that environment. So it's going to be extremely, extremely cool. I'm really excited to get out there with some fans and, you know, really how much energy there is.
Spring game tomorrow. You can get your first look at number 9 at quarterback. Yo, have a great game. We wish you the best of health. And Dakota, definitely look forward to catching up as summer camp arrives. Much appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem. Looking forward to it.
All right, have a good one.